Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spent that night and he ordered one of the camels to be slaughtered and he ate part of the meat and he gave Salama ibn al-Aqwa as a trophy part of it, and they spent the night and they slept. The following morning they headed back to Medina. How many hours did Salama jog, run, climbed up mountains, went up, fought? Almost 12 hours. On their way back, a man stood from the Ansar saying, "Is there anyone who is man enough to race me back to Medina on foot? Is there a man worthy of racing me? Are you all afraid?" Salama said, in the hadith, he says, "I waited patiently and then I could not tolerate this. And I said, don't you have any shame in you addressing us like this in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Go and I'll race you." I was shocked. I consider myself to be an athlete. I like sports. But a man who does this, not a marathon, the whole day, fighting and climbing, going, stretching and doing, and the following day he has the capacity and the air to race. He says, "So we started running towards Medina and I kept my energy." He's a marathon runner. He said, "I kept it in me until we were at the outskirts of Medina and I started to see the houses. I let it all go. And I ran and I ran and I ran until I came behind the man and I hit him in his back. I hit him, slapped him in his back and I said, now you know who's the winner." And he said, "You wish." And I raced him until I reached Medina. And he won. Now, this is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, "Where is Salama ibn al-Aqwa?" In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. And in the hadith, the Prophet said, "The best of those who walk on feet of our soldiers is Salama ibn al-Aqwa." And he is the one who is telling us about this great hadith. May Allah be pleased with him. He's telling us that we used to pray with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Jum'ah prayer, then depart at the time when the walls had no shade. The walls had no shade. What is the time of Dhuhr? It is the time when the sun leaves the meridian and starts to decline, and there is a shade pointing towards the east. So when he tells us that we finished prayer, khutbah, everything, and we left home and the walls did not have any shades, meaning that it was not even time for Dhuhr prayer. In another narration, we used to leave and try our best to find a shade to walk in, meaning it barely, there are few shades that can be walked under. From this hadith, the scholars differed. The three schools of thought of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik, and Al-Shafi'i, they say that the time of Jum'ah is exactly similar to the time of Dhuhr. Only Al-Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on their souls, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, say that time of Jum'ah is similar to the time of Eid. Time of Eid, which is about 15 minutes after sunrise until the time of Asr. They all agree, the schools of thought, they all agree that the time of Jumu'ah ends exactly the same time as Dhuhr ends. And when is that? When Asr is being called. They all agree, Jumu'ah time ends, Dhuhr time ends, when the Asr is being called. But they differed in the beginning. And without any doubt, the majority, Abu Hanifa, Malik, and Shafi'i, may Allah be pleased with them, stating that it is not permissible to be prayed before Dhuhr, this is wrong. Because the hadith of Salama, the hadith of Jabir, the different hadiths reporting and describing to us how they used to perform Jumu'ah, they used to come out of Jumu'ah before Zawal, before noon prayer. This indicates that the time, as Sheikh bin Baz and Ibn Uthaymeen say, that one is permitted to pray Jumu'ah about maximum an hour before noon prayer, but not before that. So if it's a half an hour, if it's an hour before the actual adhan of Dhuhr, this is permissible. But to go up to the early morning at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, there is no evidence to support this. So this is the most authentic opinion. Where do we get it from? Not four schools of thought. We get it from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where Salama describes it, Jabir describes it, that they used to finish the prayer and the noon time is about to enter. So this means that half an hour or an hour before is the suitable time for Jumu'ah. Do we have any questions? Yes, Faisal.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Sheikh, as we know from the earlier hadith that the proper time, the best is to pray at the earliest time. So is it the same for Jumu'ah? Because here in India, due to the less of space in masjid, sometimes we have many jamaats wherein people pray in queue. They stand for queue to get the jama'ah. One jama'ah is over, then after some time the second jama'ah starts. So is this right to have different jama'ah until asr we have, so that every people get a chance to pray?
If there is no place for them to pray, then it appears that repeating the jama'ah is permissible. Repeating the Friday is permissible if there is not enough space. But if there is enough space, then no, it has to be one Jumu'ah. Unless we're talking about non-Muslim countries in areas such as universities, when it is not possible for them to attend the same Jumu'ah, maybe then it would be permissible. But there isn't a specific time for Jumu'ah. And therefore, you remember we said that when it is hot in summer, the sunnah is to delay the Dhuhr prayer just before Asr. This does not apply with Jumu'ah at all. This does not apply with Jumu'ah because the Prophet ﷺ used to always pray it ahead of time. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
My question is that it's related to the earlier question that if they're making more than one Jumu'ah, so does one khutbah suffice for it? And one more that, especially in India due to lack of spaces, we have jamaats, rows like three people are praying on the roof, four people over here. So is this correct?
In regard to your first question, is one khutbah sufficient? The answer is no. Because the khutbah is sufficient for those who prayed. Those who did not pray, they have to have their own khutbah again. I'm unable to understand how it's possible not to have enough space. Because you have the streets and you have the adjacent areas. So all of this can be a place of worshipping. And this answers your question. There isn't enough space and people pray on the streets, a little bit far away, on the roof. As long as they see the rows and are able to continue and to pray with the congregation. And the reason they're not praying along with the congregation, because there isn't no space available, in this case it is permissible for them to pray in such a way. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu.
When Imam sits on the pulpit, we see that usually his level is above the level of shelves besides the pulpit where copies of Quran are kept. Is it okay?
Yes, there is no problem in that. Sitting where the Quran is next to you is no problem. I've seen a lot of the brothers complain when we put a copy of the Quran on the ground. There's nothing wrong in that. Is my intention to humiliate the Quran? No. So what is wrong in putting the Quran in the same place where I put my forehead? There's nothing wrong in that. And hence, when someone sits on the pulpit in the same level of the Quran, there is nothing wrong because the intention is not to humiliate the Quran. Yes.
There are certain mosques in Bombay where the namaz is delayed to asr time to accommodate a certain section of the people, like butchers. So is it advisable?
You're talking about Friday or?
I'm talking about Friday prayers where the namaz is being delayed to asr, near asr time, to accommodate certain section of the people, like some butchers are there who don't have the time to pray.
As stated before, what is the last time acceptable to pray Friday? Asr prayer. So if someone prays Friday prayer at 3 o'clock and Asr is called at 3:45, this is permissible. Especially if the need of the people is there, there is no problem in delaying it till this hour. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
My question is related to the early hadith in which we discussed the time for coming early before the Jummah. So, is there any specific deed which is to be done when we come early?
There isn't any special deed that you are prescribed to do. However, there are hadiths where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you come to the Jumu'ah, you pray as much as you wish. 2 rak'ahs, 10 rak'ahs, 100 rak'ahs. And there is no time forbidden for you to stop until the Imam comes and delivers the khutbah. So this is one of the things that Muslims and worshippers are instructed to do. Reciting the Quran, of course, offering salat on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the day of Jum'ah and in the night of the Jum'ah is one of the greatest deeds. The Prophet instructed us and said, offer as much as possible of salutation, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala al-Muhammad, as much as you can on the night of Jum'ah and on the day of Jum'ah, because your prayers will be displayed to me, and dhikr in general. And Allah knows best.
What is the significance of 2 azans at the time in the Jum'ah?
The Jum'ah at the moment has 2 adhans. Originally, it had only 1 adhan. This adhan is the one that follows the entrance of the Imam when he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So what is the significance of the first adhan, which usually takes half an hour or an hour earlier? This was introduced by Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, when Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, was the caliph, Medina expanded a lot. So he thought that whenever we call for the adhan, those who hear the adhan, by the time they reach the masjid, the prayer would have been concluded. So he suggested and recommended that we make another adhan prior to the first adhan. And he did so, and it continued until today. One would say, Akhi, wouldn't this be an innovation? And the answer is no. Why? Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, abide by my sunnah and the sunnah of the 4 righteous caliph after me. Bite them by your teeth. So any sunnah of the companions, of the 4 rightly guided companions or caliphs, is a sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that we are recommended to follow. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.